Joseph Savacci qualifying fastest in first session. Didn't get it overall, but fastest in the first session. And then second moto, charging after Tomac. Good day for you.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, obviously we're learning starts go a long way, but I'm happy. You know, like I was telling the guys back at the rig, that third at Redbud was nice, but honestly it was almost too easy of a third, if that makes sense. I worked much, much harder today, and I had a lot of fun, though, dude. Like, that second moto, late dig, just putting that effort in late, it was fun. It really was. And to be closer to where we want to be was obviously big. And, I mean, all in all, like, the first moto didn't ride the greatest, bad start, and was very frustrated. But, yeah, I mean, we qualified quickest in the first practice, so and I felt good. That's why the first moto was so frustrating. But, you know, in this class, at least for me, I can't afford to get a bad start. You know, obviously, maybe Chase and Eli can afford to get a bad start.
Well, even Eli didn't really overcome it in second moto, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I mean, so, I mean, for most parts, I think those two are the only ones who can really overcome a bad start. But, yeah.
For him to catch you, pass you, and kind of gap you a little bit, and then for you to get him, like, that's pretty impressive to do, because that stuff doesn't happen to the number three.
No, and that's why, like, you know, I was genuinely, like, I had fun. Obviously, I would have liked to have, I caught, when he passed me, and then I got into lappers with, like, maybe two to go, and he kind of gapped me a little bit. I think had I not gotten those lappers, I maybe could have maybe thrown something in there. But then again, like, obviously I would have if it was there. But I wouldn't have forced the issue for something that wasn't there. I get the situation those guys are in. But, again, if it was there and it was realistic, I would have taken it in a heartbeat. And that's why, like, that last lap, like, I was sending it in the back and got really close. Coming by the mechanics area was just, like, nose to tail, all three of us. So it was – but, yeah, I mean, dude, it was fun. Qualified first practice, like you said, and just felt good. I feel like we're clicking gears and we're figuring it out. Obviously, we're about out of time, but I'm just trying to do the most with the opportunity.
Well, I was pumping you up on the live announcing for the quickest time in the first practice, so you're welcome for that.
Extra PR.
Yeah.
I respect it. I'll slide you a five.
Thank you. Do you like this place?
If I'm being honest, no, not normally, but I think being in California all summer has kind of forced me to learn how to ride this stuff that's a little bit hard underneath and not try to cut at everything. So California, as much as I don't like being there, has helped me.
You've said that before, yeah.
Yeah, has kind of helped me learn how to ride that. So the only thing I need to do moving forward is maybe spend some time in Lommel or somewhere, because clearly Southwick is my Achilles heel. But
we just need the sand. I'd like to see if you could take out Kiefer at GH one day, too. That'd be great.
GH is my favorite place. Yeah.
But Kiefer's really good there. So, yeah, just take him out.
You won't catch me at GH unless I absolutely have to be.
Paddle tire or no?
No, absolutely not.
Some guys did. Some guys that won races today did.
Some guys are psychopaths. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, with a base that hard, I don't know. Like, I get... If it was like 50-50, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's really good on this half of the track, maybe not that good, then you get away with it. But, dude, like, other than the 80 feet of start we had today, it was good nowhere. There's no way it was good anywhere. So,
some of the winners said.
Hey, man. That's why they're winners, I guess.
Rick Ware, World Supercross on a Cowie, we think. Excited times for you. Exciting for you to do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's an opportunity and get to go venture off and explore some places I've never been to. And, yeah.
So much money, too.
Well, I mean, that's obviously – I mean, that helps. But also, my future is very unknown. So as much as, yeah, sure, like, make a little bit of money is nice. But to get the experience and to kind of get some Supercross on a team, you know, I don't know how much Supercross I'll get next year, just depending on what rides develop and whatnot. So it gives me an opportunity to wake up every morning with a goal in mind. Hey, we got to get ready for this, and to keep going and not just finish the last round outdoor and just sit around and be bummed out. So, yeah, I'm excited, and we'll see how it goes.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks.